lullaby. She's invited them to an evening of nourishment and mystery. She arrives early to the church to prepare the space. She revels in the sacred subversiveness of this act of repairing the sanctuary. Paste paper luminaries folded into stars with lights placed inside are arranged, encircling a canvas labyrinth. She thinks of the life that these paste paper stars and the labyrinth have had. The story of the paste paper stars is one of creating them in community, 400 stars, 400 people, to be used on a dark night on the top of a mountain encircling a labyrinth made of stones. The story of this labyrinth is one of a community of women painting the purple paths on the prepared canvas. The journey of the labyrinth was born silent, witness to the questions carried to its center. They enter the lowly lit sanctuary, just right for the unfolding mystery. Surrounded by dark outside and soft light in the room, she invites them to imagine being in a nest, a seed, a cocoon, using blankets and pillows they had brought from home. The story of the comforter covering the woman soon to travel to India is that it was crafted by a grandmother and a grandfather. The grandmother sewed and the grandfather tied knots with small bits of yarn. She visited each woman and sang the lullaby her mother had sung to her as a child. The story of the lullaby was one of a mother snuzzling with the three sisters, oldest to youngest, and singing each one to sleep. As the generative dark of the season was encroaching and approaching, they were invited to walk the labyrinth. They gathered in a circle in the center of the labyrinth, clasping hands. As the first to exit the labyrinth, she's gifted an offering of frankincense and a whispered blessing. They receive the gift of synchronicity, walking mystery, comforter, paste paper stars, light, mountains, and sanctuary, fodder for story strands to come. They wonder, what makes a just right level and quality of light for mystery? How does the sound of one's name being sung in a lullaby elicit tears?